When I gave him, you know, I told him this. He said, but there's no place in Darul Uloom, you know. There's no vacancy. I gave him the letter of Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmed Sahab, his teacher and my teacher, and we were the last students after our batch finished. Hazrat retired then, you know, mm-hmm. and now he passed away also. So he said, you know what, okay, write me a letter. I still remember Maulana's words, write me a letter and then we will see. But it was after the, you know, initially he told me no vacancy. Mm-hmm. So I got a hold of one crock typewriter somewhere, and you know, we just sent a letter, posted it to Hazrat Maulana Sema Sahab. Now I'm panicking. There, January, you know, around 17, 18 or something, there the schools, madrasas, I must start, and people are coming to me. I still remember, you know, this Jamaat came, that Jamaat, please, we need an imam. I don't want to make imamat, I don't want to teach children, I want to get into Darul Uloom. There's no Darul Uloom in South Africa, mm-hmm. only, you know, this thing, Newcastle. So it was a Saturday afternoon. I was gone somewhere. My father, Rahimahullah, Ismail Hussain, so he told me this Maulana phone from Newcastle, his name is, and you must phone him. So mm-hmm. I phoned immediately when I came back. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sema Marhum told me, okay, your job is there, come, but don't bring your wife. There's no houses here. Mm-hmm. So I said, no problem. So Monday morning I went, and I had to stay there in the hostel because the other teachers from Pakistan were gone. Muhammad Surul Haq and Muhammad Mumtazul Haq were gone to Pakistan. So in that room I had to stay, and I had to eat with Maulana Sema Sahib Marhum for that week. So I arranged my house and everything, and then brought Fatima, and it's a wonderful, wonderful 20 years, a good, good experience. And I always tell people, whatever we do on Channel Islam, I'm really indebted. Even now, you know, when Maulana was alive, Rahimahullah, when I used to go to Newcastle, I used to make sure I go to his house. We must never forget the people who are our muhsin and did us big, big favors. 81, I taught Hifz class for 1 year. 82, I taught the second year and third year in Darul Uloom. And 83, for the first time in South Africa, that ulama were qualifying. And Maulana told me, you start teaching the final students as well. I mean, that doesn't happen, you know, in 2 years, 3 years, you're already teaching final year students. And then we still taught all the kitabs, almost 90%. Bukhari Sharif, we taught 5-6 times. Tirmidhi Sharif, 10-12 years. Miskat Sharif, about 15 years. So like that, with Allah's help, we went through so many books. And, you know, Maulana used to always tell me that this is a new book we want to introduce. Who will teach? I say, give it to me, I will. I never heard of the book, but I used to always then study and with Allah's help. Everything happened with Allah's help. So another unique feature of Darul Uloom Newcastle was we had mostly students from the Shafi'i school from Cape Town and Western Province and so forth, and the Hanafis were a minority, so that was a great thing for us, so that we could master and learn the other fiqh of the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis. So it was very unique, Darul Uloom Newcastle, a great, great contribution. Today we see the fruits of it when we visit different parts of South Africa. Maulana was a fatherly figure, you know. The day he passed away and I paid a tribute to him on Channel Islam, his children were so impressed and everything. They were crying themselves. They told me this themselves, you know, that they all got the CD and what have you. So we can never forget Hazrat Maulana. His contribution to South Africa has been tremendous, tremendous. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Tisab, your contribution, like you were saying, out of Darul Uloom Newcastle, many students had come through under your tutelage as well. If you have to name three of your finest, which would they be?
Alhamdulillah, you know, from the 81 January, I started teaching right till 2000, you know. So 20 years I was there in Newcastle with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So some students, you don't even remember their names, and some are mashallah. But obviously, as you mentioned, some of them were real giants, and mashallah, their contribution is so great. And when I see them, like I went to Cape Town last week, so I made sure that I went to three of my students' masjid. I went to Maulana Dawood Sampson's masjid in Parkwood. Then I went to Maulana Abdurrahman Hendricks' masjid. There was Sheikh Salih Deen, Rahimahullah, one of the giants of South Africa. So he's the imam there, Abdurrahman Hendricks, for 20 years. So I made sure we had a program there and paid tribute to Sheikh Salih Deen. And then Maulana Farooq Rylands in Waterloo. But if you speak about the three students, you know, so mashallah, if I look at Maulana Yusuf Patel, and he's my student, and I remember one day he came crying in my class and said that he has to curtail his studies, you know, because of death and certain really sad circumstances. But mashallah, he came back today. He's doing sterling work there in Middelburg, and he's doing great work for the South African Ummah. He is the Secretary General of UKSA. So that is one of our students that really we look up to and say that he's doing great, great work. When I go to the South Coast and I look at Maulana Imran Khamisa and, you know, the great work he's doing there, how he's transformed Port Shepstone and the South Coast and so forth. So these are real remarkable achievements. And then when you go into the Western Cape, Eastern Cape, you find so many of our students there. And you know that is so, you can't even take everybody's name. But among the African students also, there are so many, you know, that one can take their names, that they are played a pivotal role in their contribution towards South Africa and Islam. So may Almighty Allah, the main thing is that, you know, Almighty Allah accepted, you know, once Imam Bukhari, he's a teacher of Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah. So Imam Bukhari told him, "Man tafa'atu bika akthara mimma intafa'ata bi," that I don't think that you benefited more from me like how I benefited from you. So sometime as a teacher, you benefit much more from students because they ask questions, you have to prepare the lesson, and so many things you have to do because you know these are students who are intelligent. So mashallah, we make dua Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah, give all the students who are studying even now, who graduated in the past, that ikhlas, that wisdom. You know, I was in UCT, and there you see the barakat of it. Mm-hmm. The Maulanas today are there at UCT. They're giving Jummah, they're interacting with the students. So they invited me last year, Ramadan, and they invited me this year. So again, you see, it is barakat of Darul Newcastle. And you know, Mufti Abdul Wahab Sahab, one of our Muftis, passed away in an accident. Maulana Qasim Sema and them were returning from Cape Town after the Ijtima, 8 of them in the Kumbi. 4 passed away and 4 survived, and Maulana Mufti Abdul Wahab Sahab passed away. So what happened was, then the Mufti Sahab just passed away, so Maulana Sema Sahab called me and told me, now you have to run the whole Darul Ifta, the Fatwa Department of Newcastle. So another great favor, Maulana had that confidence, and he put me in charge of the whole Fatwa Department for 10 years there in Newcastle. So all that, you know, today when I look back and I look at all those books we are writing,